Let us pray. Lord, I ask that all my words and the meditations of each of our hearts would be acceptable to you, O Christ, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. When I look at the lectionary text for the next month and I decide what hymns to use and what I'm going to preach on, this month I had a really rough time because every time I looked at a gospel lesson, I didn't like it. So I decided that I would use the Old Testament lesson, especially this week. I love the Leviticus passage because it talks about ethical behavior. It talks about being kind to people. And I know that in this church, there are shopkeepers here, and I know that you practice those policies of being just to your workers. And so I figured this would be a great day to pat everybody on the back and say, do it, you know, keep doing what you're doing. This is great. And then I looked at that gospel lesson, and I liked it even less than last week. So I knew I had to preach on it. Last week we talked about holy attitude adjustment. And this week's is even worse, because this week Jesus says, not just to be ethical and good and kind, but love people who abuse you. I have a problem with that. I never liked, even as a kid, I never liked that particular phrase, turn the other cheek. And I remember seeing an old Western, I must have been a teenager at the time, and a preacher man came to town in this Western, and some gunslinger came up to him and smacked him in the face and said, well, preacher, the good book says turn the other cheek. So the preacher turned the other cheek, and he smacked him in the other cheek, and then the preacher decked him. I said, yes, that's what I'm talking about. Turn the other cheek. If somebody makes you walk a mile, go the second mile with them. So I'm going to label this sermon Second Mile Christians. And then the worst, if somebody sues you, says, give me your shirt. Well, here, you need my coat also so you'll stay warm. How do we live in that kind of reality? It's one thing to be ethical. It's one thing to be just and fair. But it's quite another when an enemy comes to you and you are kind to that enemy. I had to search for a story about a real person who lives like this, because I have to confess, this is not how I live. It's very difficult to be a second mile Christian. We want to strike back when someone hurts us. And even if we don't strike back, even if we refrain from retaliation, I'm still not going to seek that person's good. That's crazy. Now, there's a story by a man named Joe Castillo. Joe Castillo was a commercial artist. And Joe Castillo, in the 1980s, he was a Christian man, and he was making his living on his commercial art. And his pastor asked him to come to church and during Advent to draw a picture of Jesus as he did some kind of a talk about Jesus' life. And this guy was very talented, so he agreed to do that. And he gets up and he's drawing a picture as the pastor is speaking. And when he gets done, the congregation gasped. He had done a picture of Jesus, and throughout the picture were depictions of Jesus' life and death within the face of Jesus. So he called it the face of Christ. People asked him for copies of it because they were so intrigued by this unusual picture. He had a friend who was a businessman who he used to sell his artwork to, and this businessman would put his artwork on plaques. And he'd always pay him for his work. And they had not only a good working relationship, they had a close friendship because they shared their beliefs and their Christian faith together. So the businessman saw this unusual picture of Jesus, and he didn't seem that impressed with it, but he said, why don't you give that to me? So he gave him his signed original of this picture, and he said, I'm going to put it on some plaques, and we'll see what happens. I have to sell about 1,000 of them before I make a profit, but if it turns profitable, then I'll give you the royalties. Meanwhile, Joe Castillo's wife had contracted cancer, and they had no health insurance. Not only that, they had young children, and he was struggling, trying to make ends meet, and they started to go very deeply in debt. The next Christmas, they went to the mall to walk around to window shop because they had no money to buy Christmas gifts for the kids. And what does he see plastered all over the mall but plaques with his picture etched on it and with his signature? And it was very exciting to him because he sees them all over, not only in Christian bookstores, but in department stores. So he excitedly called his friend up. And his friend was so pleased to hear from him, he said, you won't believe this. We can't keep up with the orders. This is a bestseller for us. So Joe said, well, how much do you think the royalties will be? And there was silence on the end of the line. And his friend said, well, let me get back to you on that. Well, the friend didn't get back to him. So he started to call. And he wouldn't return his calls. He stopped into his office. And the friend helpfully showed him the copyright he took out on his picture. And Joe said, but you said to me after 1,000 copies, after 1,000 sales, that I would get royalties. And the friend said, I don't ever recall such a conversation. Can you imagine how this man felt? I wondered what I would have said to him if I had to give him advice, and I know exactly what I would have said to him as a pastor. I would have said, sue the pants off of him. And if that doesn't work, go to the media. Your picture is so famous. Shame this man into giving you what is his. How many of us wouldn't have said the same thing to him? But somewhere he had read in the Bible, you don't take a brother to court. Now, I would have advised him that that wasn't a brother. Somebody who does something like that to you is not a brother. But he would not take him to court. And he was horribly angry. And of course, people came to him because they saw his signature on their plaque. So they would say, wow, that's such a wonderful painting. I'm so glad you did it. It's meant so much. And all he felt was anger and hostility. And he would never speak against the manufacturer. He would just say, I don't want to talk about it. His wife was getting sicker and sicker. His wife died of cancer. And here he was left with kids to raise, losing probably millions of dollars on royalties. And he goes on to say in this little book he wrote that he had to start praying about this situation because all he felt was anger and bitterness. And God reminded him it was not enough to not sue the man. He had to forgive him. And he told God that he would need help with that. And so he asked God for help to forgive this man. And he said a week later, after asking for help, somebody came to him and complimented him on the picture. And instead of that feeling of anger, all he had was peace. And then he realized that even though he was out so much money, that that picture was giving people peace and hope throughout the world. And it was changing people's lives. He went back to school and became a pastor. He remarried. And in 2004, he looked at that picture again and he said, something's missing from this picture. It had depicted from the birth to the death of Christ. And he said, I realized what was missing from that picture was the resurrection. So he made another picture depicting the face of Jesus with the resurrection in it. And he said, after that, he put up a website, and he got so many hits, and the website began to generate so much excitement. And he is now a world-famous artist. And if you look him up, Joe Castillo, you'll go to his website. Now, I notice I went to his website. Everything's copyrighted. Now, see, the Bible doesn't tell you that you should constantly be a victim. And once you learn something, you learn it well. So I have a picture of the face of Christ, and it's in Fellowship Hall, so you can see it close up. And I had to pay for the download to get that picture. The ironic thing was that one day he and his wife decided to pay a visit to this nemesis, to this friend who had betrayed him. And he went to the factory, and it was closed up. And he learned that this man was suffering from cancer and was in bankruptcy, even after the millions he made. Now, I thought of my reaction. I would have said, what comes around goes around. He got his. He didn't do that. He called the man up and assured him that things were well with him and that he was so deeply concerned and that God loved him and he wanted to pray with him. That's a second mile Christian. I tried looking up this man's name because he had changed his name, and I tried looking up the company. There's very few traces on the internet of that company that went out of business. But you put in Joe Castillo's name, and his name comes up right away with his website and all his art. He actually went and competed for America's Got Talent and came in as a finalist for that. He's now into sand art, and he goes all around the country telling his story. That's a second mile Christian. We can't be second mile Christians without the Spirit of Christ. It's absolutely impossible. Because we want justice. We want things to be right. We want people who make us angry and do bad things to get theirs. But I so want to be a second mile Christian. I look at the life of that man and how God has transformed him because of his obedience. That's the kind of Christian I want to be. A second mile Christian. Let us pray. Lord, your sayings are so difficult. We ask that you would help that one today who's been struggling with the person who has defrauded or cheated or just made their lives miserable. Lord, you know each situation. I ask, Lord, for the bitterness to be taken away, for your peace to reign. Help us, Lord, this week to be second-mile Christians. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.